Conversation 2. Hi, Betty. It's nice to see you here. Thank God the final examination is over, and we don't have to stay up all night to cram all the academic stuff into our minds.
Yes, that's true. And now we can look forward to the summer holiday. I've been thinking of going to the United States for some time.
Well, I think it would be much better for you to go on a holiday here in England than to the U.S. To start with, it's much nearer, and so it would be much cheaper to get around. That means you will have far more money to buy things you like.
That may be true, but I still want to go to the U.S. Just thinking about when you get there, there are so many different things to see and places to go. Imagine you could go to New York, San Francisco, the Grand Canyon, and Disney World. That's really cool.
Exactly. Disney World. I have been dreaming of going there ever since my childhood.
So, you're going to change your mind, aren't you?
No, I'm kind of still worrying about the cost of taking a trip to the U.S. That's a lot of money. Meanwhile, if you stay here in England, you can probably take up some part-time jobs. Then you can even earn some extra money to support your study next semester.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I'll think it over and talk about it with my parents while I'm home. After all, it is they who pay for my study here in the university.
Questions 5 to 8 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 5.
What are the two speakers talking about?
Question 6.
Why does the man advise the woman to spend her holiday in England?
Question 7.
Why does the woman want to spend her summer holiday in the U.S.?
Question 8.
What does the woman decide to do at last?